are you talking to? Intelligence gets in the way of praying to God. We're wired by default to fix things ourselves. And while we're at it, we're drowning in the fear of the unknown. How do I fix this? How can I get out of this? How can I pay all my debts? How do I reach my goals? And who do I talk to about this? Or who can help me? Have you considered talking to God? I agree. It doesn't come natural in the beginning. To be honest, I struggle with this too. But God is not as abstract as we have conditioned our minds to believe. I realize when all hope is lost and I cry out to Him, seeking for His wisdom to deal with problems, He's ready anytime in the day or night to work with me to fix things. Sometimes I forget that God loves me so dearly. I mean, He gave His life for my redemption. So fixing my problems and giving me good counsel is easy meat for Him to chew. So when next you're in a dire need for someone to talk to, remember, you have a best friend in the Holy Spirit. He enjoys having you in His presence. What a friend we have in Jesus. If wicked men know how to give good things to their children, how much more God? So today, I pray you make God your best friend, even when you are not in need, and more importantly, when you're lost and not sure what to do. Don't forget, keep praying. God would always meet your needs. God would always exceed your expectation. So constant prayer should be the key of the day and your lock by night. So when we come to the end of our lives, we come to the beginning of God. God bless you.